tilted his skull towards me. "You must admit, the simplicity is appealing." "What is it you want?" Tanner said. "What I want is what I already have, the two of you in the same room. It's been a while, hasn't it?"
"Not long enough," I said. "You know more than you admitted, don't you?"
"Let's just say that the intelligence I gained before leaving Sky's Edge was intriguing, to say the least."
"Maybe you know more than me," I said. Ryvich poked the nozzle of the gun from under the quilt again, this time directing it back towards Tanner. His aim was no more than approximate, but it seemed to have the desired effect, causing Tanner to step away from the chair until we were equidistant from it. Then he said, "Why don't the two of you tell me what you remember? Then I'll fill in the gaps." He nodded at Tanner. "You can start, I think."
"Where would you like me to begin?"
"You can start with the death of Kuea's wife, since you brought it about."
I felt a weird instinct to defend him. "He didn't kill her deliberately, you shit. He was trying to save her life."
"Does it matter?" Tanner said contemptuously. "I just did what I had to do."
"Unfortunately, you missed," Ryvich said.
Tanner seemed not to hear. He was speaking now, recounting what he remembered. "Maybe I missed, maybe I didn't. Maybe I knew I'd rather kill her than have her live without her being mine."
"No," I said, "that isn't how it happened. You tried to save her."
But I wondered if I really knew.
Tanner continued. "Afterwards, I knew Geeta was finished. I could save Kuea, though. His injuries weren't that bad, so I kept them both on life support until I got back to the reptile house."
I nodded involuntarily, remembering the hellish length of the journey back through the jungle, suppressing the pain of my own severed foot. Except it never happened to me. It happened to Tanner, and I only knew about it from his memories. When I got back, I was met by some of Kuea's other staff. They took the bodies from me and did what they could for Geeta, even though they knew it was pointless. Kuea was in a coma for a few days, but he came round eventually. He didn't remember too much of what had happened, though. I remembered waking after a long and dreamless sleep, choked by fever, consumed with the knowledge that I'd been impaled, and remembered not remembering what had happened. I called for Tanner, and was told that he was injured but alive. No one mentioned Geeta.
"Tanner came to see me," I said, taking over the narrative. "I saw that he had lost a foot, and knew that something very bad had happened to us. But I hardly remembered anything, except that we had gone north to set up an ambush for Ryvich's party."
"You asked for Geeta. You remembered she'd been with us."
Fragments of that long-forgotten conversation were coming back to me now, as if recalled through layers of gauze.
"And you told me everything. You could have lied, made up some story which protected you, said that Ryvich's man had killed her. But you didn't. You told it exactly as it happened."
"What would have been the point?" Tanner said. "You'd have remembered it all eventually."
"But you must have known."
"Must have known what?" Ryvich said.
"That I'd kill you for it."
"Ah," Ryvich said, a soft, phlegmatic chuckle emerging from his life support module. "Now we're almost there, the crux of it all."
"I didn't think you'd kill me," Tanner said. "I thought you'd forgive me. I didn't even think I'd need forgiveness."
"Maybe you didn't know me quite as well as you thought."
"Maybe I didn't."
Ryvich tapped his empty hand against the ornate armrest of his chair, his blackened nails clicking against the metalwork.
"So you had him murdered," he said, addressing me.